The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with Hyundai, Ireland's fastest growing car brand. Join the Hyundai revolution. The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with Hyundai, Ireland's fastest growing car brand. Join the Hyundai revolution.
Welcome back to the programme. Now, competition time. Bob Dylan will be coming to Ireland this June to play two dates, the 16th of June at the Marquee in Cork and on the 17th of June in Dublin's O2 Arena. And we are giving two sets of tickets, one set for Cork and another for Dublin. And all you have to do is identify some sets of lyrics. When I finish reading out the final lyric, you can text your answers with your preferred venue to 51551. So number one is, I'm leaving tomorrow, but I could leave today, somewhere down the road someday. OK, that's numero uno, as they say. And more of that anon. Now we are going, would you believe, over to Great Britain to talk to one Daniel O'Donnell. Good morning, Daniel.
Morning, Marion. How you doing?
I was just talking about visits over there. Excuse me, I have a blooming frog in my throat. Just give me one second, Daniel.
You're all right, no problem at all. I'll hang on here. It's a nice day here, and I'm actually in Ipswich in England, and the sun is shining, and I don't know what it's like in Ireland, but it's certainly nice here.
You're a star, Daniel. Thank you for that.
Now, a weather forecast in the middle of...
Now, you're going for a little change in lifestyle.
Well, we are taking a break next. Well, it's not starting until next February, really. We decided that we would have a bit of a break, I suppose, with all that has gone on the past 8 months or so. We decided we'd have a wee sabbatical, I suppose, is what I'm calling it, and just a time to relax and do things. We all, I suppose, in life say, oh, I must do that, and I must do that, and I must do such and such, and we decided, I suppose, that we realised that life can change on a blink of an eye, and we want to do a few things, and a lot of the time do nothing, just spend time at home and relax. So we're going to have a break next February for 18 months.
18 months?
Yeah.
I presume this was Magella's illness that brought around the reflection?
Yes. Yes, and I it was really, I suppose, a few months into it that I said to her, I says, you know, I think we should, you know, just take a break. I should take a break. Obviously, it's me that has to, you know, stop doing what I'm doing for us to have the break. And it wasn't really Magella's put forward the idea, but I just feel that it would be nice just to have a bit of time to maybe travel a wee bit, but more than anything, stay at home, and we'll spend a bit of time in Tenerife. But just, I always say, no matter where we are, there's a suitcase sitting on the bedroom floor waiting to be packed or unpacked.
Yeah.
And it's not really what we're going to do, it's what we're not going to do, and really relax and spend time doing nothing, you know, and doing whatever comes.
Well, that sounds like a very delightful thing to do. For others, travel might be the exotic thing, but I presume for you at this stage it's tedious.
Well, I suppose for us it would be just spending time at home and meeting up with people that you don't get the chance to. And of course we love going to Tenerife too. We do have plans to go on a cruise. We like, you know, an odd cruise. So that's sort of the treat in the middle of it all. And it's just, I suppose, we feel it's the right thing to do. And I must say, since I made the announcement, the overwhelming support of people is amazing. You know, the fans that would come regularly to see us are just, I suppose, some disappointed that they won't see a show. But say on the same sentence saying, good luck to you and enjoy it, and we look forward to the return.
Yeah. I was just talking before you came on to the British ambassador here about President Higgins' imminent trip to Great Britain.
Yes.
And talking about the connections between the two countries.
Yeah.
And I presume, though I don't know, that a lot of the people that fill hall after hall after arena for you would be people with Irish connections?
Well, some would, but not all. I think the majority are just wherever, whatever country we're in, and in this case in the UK, there would be just people from England or Scotland or Wales that would come to the shows. Certainly, as you know, a lot of the Irish who have lived here for many years come, but the majority are English people or wherever we are, Scottish or Welsh, you know. And I suppose that's a good thing. A lot of them have made trips to Ireland down through the years to come into shows. So it's given an opportunity for people that might never come to Ireland to come and visit and see what it's like and what we're like.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it, that it creates an interest in the place, and of course for you particularly in Donegal.
Yes, I think that's one nice thing for me, is that a lot of people and down, you know, over the period of the last, I suppose, 25 years have come and visited Donegal that might not necessarily have come. And a lot of them, you know, come back independent of me or independent of shows and stay, because I think that, and I think this is true of all of Ireland, that once people come and they feel and experience the friendliness, you know, and especially in the places that they stay, be it hotels or guest houses, a lot of them stay in guest houses. And I think when you encounter the local hospitality and the friendliness of the local people, and sometimes the inquisitiveness, but in a nice way. Do you know, I think it's kind of unique to Ireland, and that we're interested in why people are here, you know, in Ireland, of the visit. And I don't know that that happens in many places, you know, and what brings you here, and have you relations here? We do it ourselves, you know, asking people. And suppose sometimes the people from outside the country think we're awful nosy, but it really is a friendliness. And when I speak with people outside, they'll say that, you know, of course the place is lovely and the scenery is fantastic, but it's the people that make the holiday for them.
Well, that, and I gather actually that when Bord Fáilte or Irish Tourism have done their research, that is always what comes out on top. I must ask you clearly, because it's so important, how is Magella's health now?
No, she's doing good. She had, you know, the surgery over 6 weeks ago now, and she's getting to the stage, you know, where she's feeling better. I mean, obviously, it's a long recovery from that surgery, but no, she's great, and I mean, her attitude is very positive, and I think that's been a big plus right from the beginning, both for her and for me, you know, the way that she's dealt with it, and it certainly helped her. Now, you know, there are times when there's nothing will help, you know, when you're going through treatment or, you know, after the surgery, obviously, it's a very slow, painful experience. But all in all, you know, she's been great, and we feel very fortunate that, you know, the prognosis is good, and that, please God, everything now is behind, you know, that it's more to the future we look.
Right.
And we're grateful too, I suppose, from the point of view of the break, that we're in the position to choose to take the break. We chose, when Magella was diagnosed, to continue doing what I was doing, as far as I was concerned.
Was that difficult?
Well, my initial thought when we were leaving the hospital after getting the diagnosis, I remember saying to Magella, you know, God, we have a lot of shows we could cancel. And she stopped me almost immediately and said no, you know. And the doctor did say, funny enough, I suppose, as we think back, you know, if you can keep everything as normal as you can, our normal, I suppose, is different to other people, and the fact that I'm away, most couples would maybe go to work in the morning, but in the evening time they would be back at home. But I think it's helped to continue, because it wasn't like we hit a brick wall and didn't know where to go after that.
Yeah.
The break we're taking is a choice we're making. It's not a choice that's made for us.
Right. Point taken.
Yes.
Point taken indeed. Well, and I saw her picture in the paper also, because she was doing the selfies for Daffodil Day. Well, listen, I hope you really enjoy your time off. You might get bored.
Well, I don't think so. Somebody was saying to me, you know, well, you miss the singing. You know, I could get up and sing in a pub and I get the same feeling as if there was 1,000 or 10,000. It's the same joy I get from singing, no matter where I do it.
Well, now, you better start being careful of saying, I could sing in a pub, or you'll be mobbed. There'll be people following you around to pubs in Donegal.
But, no, I'm sure, you know, I think we'll enjoy it, I suppose. The overriding thought of all of it is that it's not a case that I'm stopping for good. And, you know, it's not an emotional break, because it's not like this is the last shows I'll ever do.
I know, yeah.
So we're not looking at it in that way at all. We'll have the shows, of course, in Killarney now in August, and we're going to Arnmore Island. I went there a lot. That was one of the first places we played. And we're going there on the, I think it's the 7th of August, we're in Arnmore.
Right.
I don't know if it's the 6th or the 7th, but if you're there on the 6th, you'll be there in plenty of time.
Okay,
but that's a great night, because it's only Early's Bar, it only holds 160 people, and we have a great night. But so we have a lot of shows to do. We had a lot booked last July when Magella got her diagnosis. So we're just kicking off to the end of that. The last thing we're doing is the Gertrude Byrne Irish Cruise next February, and the 7th to the 14th in the Caribbean. And that, again, is a great event for people Irish and not Irish. It's
right.
Amazing. But anyway, that's enough about all that.
Oh,
thanks, Marion.
Not
for,
at all. Thank you very, very much indeed.
And thanks to everybody, too, for their support. Irish people have been fantastic, you know, since all of this happened. And we're very grateful for everything.
Good. So good wishes to the two of you, and good, particularly good health to you both as well. And thank you very much indeed for that.
Thanks very much, Marion. God bless.
Okay, God bless. All the best. Bye-bye. Now, before I go to the break, Harry rang to remind us that in the last census, it was discovered that there are more English living in Ireland, percentage-wise, than Irish in Britain. I didn't know that. That's very interesting indeed. Clara Martin, who is a singer with a group of musicians who were invited to the embassy on St. Patrick's Day, wants to thank the ambassador for his hospitality to them. He was very welcoming and generous. And somebody else says, we're joined at the hip. Yeah, the same thing. There are more British citizens per capita in Ireland than Irish in the UK. So on that note, we'll take a break.
1850 715 150.